and we have Pamela from Lumen Photon. Welcome back, Pamela.
There you go. Thanks.
Well, I was very lucky this morning. I was up really early, actually. I had some significant insomnia last night because of all the energy I'm getting over the election cycle and the boost, knowing that the Hildebeest is going down. I always get some sarcastic words in there. And I was able to contact my engineer, Emil de Toffel, who is not only a DDS dentist, but he's also one of the top electrical engineers in alternative protection against radiation, electropollution, electrosmog, etc. And he sent me the specs on how to get a little MP3 amplifier and how to interface with pretty well any device, whether it's your Lumen Photon. All you need is a 3.5 audio jack put into the side of the Lumen device.
Oh, great.
And an interface, so that in the on phase of the lights, it'll flicker the lights at the entraining frequency of the minerals that'll allow the minerals to get into the tissues to heal. Now, I'm just going to back up a little bit. What I've discovered is actually very profound, but very simple. If you take plants and put them into a greenhouse and then you play classical music, you'll see the plants will grow better.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Shilajit, which is from the Himalayan mountains, which is a carrier, contains primarily indium and iridium, and you dip with all the minerals, the glacial milk from the glaciers, you'll find that of the 18 people on Earth, the populations on Earth that live over 100 years, they all have, 17 of them have glacial milk, and the 18th is the Okinawa Japanese, that have more centenarians than any other population on Earth. Now, the reason for it is minerals. Now,
right. Mm-hmm.
I'll explain how this works. If you take a thing called a polarizing microscope, and I have one sitting on top of one of my things in my studio here. My dad was a gemologist and a diamond expert and gemologist, and he went to the Gemological Institute of America. Actually, he was a top scorer, and he ended his internship at Cartier's in New York City. And his little polariscope, if I take a little mortar and pestle and grind up a vegetable and I put it in the polariscope, it's going to rotate that light. And that rotation light is directly proportional to the vitamin content, and the vitamin content is directly proportional to the mineral content. Now, why is that important? It's because genes are turned on and off by minerals. And to give you an example, when your hair turns gray, it's because your cells stop absorbing manganese, so the manganese-dependent pigment enzymes aren't present, so your hair turns gray. Now, if you lose zinc copper, you lose superoxide dismutase. If you lose chromium and vanadium, you turn diabetic.
Right.
If you lose manganese, you can't activate neurotransmitters, so you start becoming demented. If you lose, in other words, each particular mineral has hundreds of different actions. For example, magnesium works in at least 300 different enzymes. So depending on the tissue, it's going to have effect on hundreds of different productions of messenger RNA to make proteins that are structural or enzymes to actually cause a catalyze a chemical reaction. Now, the way cells and all living things work, and this is based on, I'm standing on the shoulders of many scientists going right back to the last 150 years. This is my theory, that aging is a programmed into your, and disease is programmed into your genes, and I call your epigenes. Now, your epigenes mean it's the experience of your cells, the toxins present, the heavy metals. For example, if you have mercury, because it's in the same place in the periodic table, it interferes with zinc metalloenzymes. So zinc-dependent enzymes, which make RNA and make your cell be able to reproduce DNA, if you have mercury poisoning, including mercury ballast lights, which can send you a scalar harmonic frequency, they have the same effect as mercury poisoning that'll block zinc. Now, the way it works is your telomeres are little antennas in the end of your chromosomes. And if you have long telomeres, then we have several ways of keeping those antennas really working well. The first is you want to have SOD, so we have our nutrient defense, which has superoxide dismutase. We have CERT1 genes with the dimethyl resveratrol, which is longer acting than regular resveratrol, which is in our anti-age max. And we have cell detox glutathione that maintains the main protection against oxidative damage to mitochondria and mitochondrial ring DNA. Now, that means that you'll live longer if you take those three things. Plus, we have D-ribose and NADH that will increase your energy level. But those three supplements are what we call prime for life extension: NADH Max, Cell Defense Plus, and NutriDefense. Now, when you have a lumen pad, you're actually sending and training frequencies or energy to do three things to the cells. It raises the electron density of the cytochrome in the cell. It raises the pH so it becomes alkaline. and it raises the level of energetic molecules in the cell, NADH and ATP. And when it does that, if you can embed in the on phase of the lights, what happens is the little telomere sends out a frequency signal, a biophoton signal, to tell the cell membrane to absorb specific minerals. So, for example, there's a signature of minerals that are deficient in a particular illness, let's say Parkinson's disease. So, for example, if you've got a panel of, say, seven minerals that are relatively deficient, the enzymes are dependent on those because the cells actually said, don't absorb these minerals, then the tissue then can start having serious biochemical imbalances. Now, if you can restore those minerals, which are maybe in, now we're putting them in your diet with our NutriMed line, and our special drinks, like I've got my drink sitting on my desk here, which is including Ageless, Life Support, and a whole bunch of other things that are from our line. So I can give them my, I call it our syrup when I give it to myself and my daughter. I mean, I can, this is my breakfast. Plus a little bit of, I get some grapes and that, and that's my breakfast, a little pineapple. And what's amazing is, we now know that for every disease, there's a signature or fingerprint of mineral deficiency. So what we do, we not only present the nutrient, but we have to tell the cell by entraining the energy of the frequency of the molecular atomic weight of the ion or mineral, so the cell will then absorb it. So, for example, if I can increase your levels of selenium and manganese and zinc and copper, I can protect your tectum of your midbrain from dropout of secondary motor neurons causing Parkinson's disease. You follow me
now? Wow.
So people say, well, you're kidding. I said, no. In fact, if you take the Russian Academy of Sciences Nonlinear Institute with Dr. Nesterov and his panel over the last 50 years, I have the latest iteration of the Hunter, or the metapathy with Hunter, that actually can scan the tissues, and I figured out a way of actually using oscilloscopes to pull off the resonant frequencies. But I was playing around with this for decades. For the last 20 years, I was using a microcircuit amplifier and spectral analyzer from Keithley Enterprises used for checking microcircuits. So I could go around your body, and if I found that you had, let's say, a lung cancer, I could pull off the lung cancer spectral frequency and find out where your metastases were by scanning your body.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is that cool?
It really is amazing.
Right. So what it means, basically, I've cracked the code of life, standing on the shoulders of lots of scientists. This lecture, I'm going to be presenting my video. I'm doing an update in the next week or so. But I'm presenting my video and my presentation to all the doctors for the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, which are it's the top meeting in the world of anti-aging doctors. It's the largest health organization for life extension on the planet. And I'll be presenting as a primary lecture. Now, I want it to be challenged. I want people to raise all kinds of objections as to why it's not true, because the science, man, is pretty straightforward. If I can give you a microcurrent, a pulse light, a pulse sound, any way of generating, we call entrainment of the tissue, I can raise the energetic of the tissue so those minerals get in to heal the tissue. Now, in the fetus, all those minerals and so on are present. For example, we have mountain red velvet. So if you take mountain red velvet, it's in your extracellular space, and now you take a lumen photon, and you want to heal your gums or your brain or your liver, and you slap the lumen pads over your liver, and you've taken your mountain red velvet and your other supplements from NutraMedical, your liver says, oh my gosh, all these supplements are here, and I have the biophoton signal to bring in those minerals through the ion channels into the cell to transcribe the messenger RNA, make the structural proteins and the enzymes to heal the liver cells, the Kupffer cells. So what aging is, and there's four stages to aging, is think of it as, I call it the song of DNA. And I like to use metaphors because it gets through to people complex principles in simple ways, because any really profound ideas can be explained in a simple metaphor, which means it also can be challenged, and you can prove it's true. The first stage is the stage where you create a placenta, because remember, in your genes is the genetics of a placenta, which means a good part of what a person is dies at birth, because the placenta doesn't go on and get its own life. But the placenta generates a lot of molecules, including biomolecules that build up your tissues. And it also generates biophotons. People don't know that. The brain actually carries on that role. So there's nuclei in the base of the brain that actually generate biophotons. So if you take out somebody's liver, after a few days it stops being a liver because it's not getting the biophotons from the base of the brain. Now, your telomeres do the same thing to the tissue. And the telomeres are telling the cell membrane, those ion channels, bring in magnesium, bring in zinc, bring in selenium to protect the mitochondrial DNA. Bring in manganese to convert amino acids to neurotransmitters in your cortical neurons. So you actually have norepinephrine and dopamine. Now, if you don't have molybdenum, for example, the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes can't make neurotransmitters, so you go to sleep. It can't make melatonin, so you don't have any pineal gland induction of sleep. So if you're trying to make someone overcome insomnia, you have to have the resonant frequency of molybdenum in order to convert and make nitric oxide, number one, to lower blood pressure, but number two, to actually make serotonin and melatonin. In other words, you can't sleep if you don't have molybdenum. And
right.
Lots of people can't pronounce it because it's a bit of a tongue twister. Now, what I want to do is in the on phase of the lights, I want to be able to have a little ear jack, and you can literally do it from your MP3 player. Because I've already put up a number of the frequencies already in MP3. And you simply play those frequencies, and the on phase of the light would flicker at that entraining frequency. It's not going to change the background frequency. It's like a radio station. Frequency 3 is for skin and neuroectoderm, nervous system, peripheral nerves, and brain. Frequency number 4 is for internal organs, and frequency 5 is for glands. So let's say you're trying to fix the thyroid, and I know what frequencies will fix your thyroid, like iodine, selenium, chromium, etc., you know, the specific minerals for that, molybdenum, which is important, by the way, for 5' deiodination. And there's 7 minerals necessary for 5' deiodination. If you don't have those 7 minerals, and if you don't have those 7 resonant frequencies, the ion channels aren't going to bring the mineral into the thyroglobulin cells, and you're not going to activate T4 to T3. Pretty cool, eh? So in other words, without those 7 minerals and the resonant frequencies to bring the minerals into the cell. So if the mineral's sitting outside and it's not brought in, it's the same as if you don't have it in the first place. I mean, it's
right,
one thing to park the truck outside the warehouse, but if nobody opens the gate of the warehouse door and brings the stuff into the factory, doesn't matter if it's sitting at the truck outside. It doesn't mean you can make that particular thing. You have to bring it into the factory and put it in the factory production line. So we have all kinds of ways of doing this. We can do it with a sonic vibrational platform, which is developed in Korea. We can do it with a lumen photon. We can do it with microcurrent. We can set up it with a Rife machine. We can set it up with sound. You can literally play it through speakers. I do it when I exercise. I put the resonant frequencies as a speaker, and it's a kind of a weird sound, but you can feel it going through your body. And we put overlay with music on top of that in the more auditory phase. But these lower frequencies, you can feel it going right through you and doing things. It's like it's entraining your tissues to say, hey, open these ion channels. We can heal this organ. Because remember, every disease, including aging, is a control program to block and silence genes by turning off the ion channels to not absorb a mineral. Is that a really neat corollary, eh?
Yes, it is.
It means the song of DNA is the shutting down of ion channels that turn off genes epigenetically. Pretty cool.
Yes.
So there are certain things you want to lengthen your telomeres. You take our anti-age max. You want to protect mitochondrial DNA. You take cell detox glutathione and our other nutraceuticals like Nutritrala and carnosine D-link, etc. You want to support superoxide dismutase. You take our Minerals Plus, which has copper and zinc and other trace elements. And you take things that are going to prevent oxidative stress, like increasing transketolase, like fat-soluble ultrathiamin B1, and ellagic acid that repairs DNA, and malignoblock that repairs DNA. And when you do that, your mitochondria and your cells and your telomeres work better, and they can talk to your ion channels and bring the minerals in. Now, why is lumen so important? Because if you put it over, say, the kidneys, it immediately is going to lower your PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, and one that's more commonly recognized by cardiologists, but it's not as good a marker, is C-reactive protein. And this was done at a university to show that if you look at CVRP levels, they'll drop. You also notice that body levels of nitric oxide, and you can test it with Berkeley test strips in the back of the tongue, if you put the lumen pads over your kidneys, your nitric oxide in the back of your tongue increases. Have you ever had anybody do that test?
No, that's neat.
I have, okay, and I have the test strips. I don't have them from my desk here. I have them down in our bedroom. And they're really easy. In fact, I'm setting it up so I'm going to have a little sub-account in Amazon. So a few things we don't carry, like Berkeley test strips and, you know, Sinopulse Elite and whatever devices. you'll be able to purchase at a good price through our sublink of ones that I recommend over on Amazon. I don't recommend you get vitamins there because you have no idea how to use them, and they're probably going to be significantly inferior to ours because we have 7-star nutraceuticals that are really unusual. Taking years to develop, like my new NutriSilver, which uses Angstrom atomic minerals that have been hydrogenated and then put in what's called an enzymatic liposomal envelope. Nobody in the world does this. In fact, I'm filing patents on it.
Wow.
And it kills every pathogen. I mean, we have 3 major antipathogenics: the Tesla-activated Edgar Cayce IOD, which we have one engineer work to, his contract engineer for NASA makes it for us. Nobody else knows how to do it, and it's dangerous as hell to do it in the first place.
Okay.
And we have the German source Valicin, which is half the price of Valicin, of the Allicin from Peter Jostling from Britain, and you get 200 milligrams more per capsule. And we have NutriDefense, which I designed, that blocks the Fenton reaction, blocks the receptor binding domain for all viruses, and boosts your natural killer cell activity and blocks pathogen entry to all tissue planes. Pretty cool stuff. And it also has superoxidismutase that actually protects your mitochondrial DNA. It has the actual enzyme in it. So what I want people to understand is Lumen is one of my favorite devices. I have one sitting at my desk here, literally right by my right knee. I have the DualPad 264. And I have one in my bedroom, so if I want to put it over my eyes to help with my vision or to stop headaches, the other thing, you can use it for sleep. If you put a Lumen pad over your head, and you can put it over the occiput, you don't have to put it over the front of your head, you can put it over the back, and that light pad will go right through 12 inches of tissue, including your brain. And it hits the areas of the pineal gland, and it'll actually catalyze the production of melatonin in the brain and help sleep induction. It also protects your retina. If you're getting retinal disease like acute macular changes, Lumen pad setting on setting number 3 are going to help. And if you have high intraocular pressure, setting number 7. Now, remember, IOP is caused by the blockage of the canals of Schlemm by stealth pathogens, mycobacteria, and fungi. People don't realize glaucoma is a mycobacterial and fungal infection blocking the ciliary processes of the canals of Schlemm, it's called.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I know how to treat hundreds of diseases other doctors are completely boggled at. Hundreds of stealth pathogens, immune homology, for example. Everybody that has, and this is something people should be realizing, you can put the Lumen pads over your stomach, because everybody has an autoimmune disease, including MS, irritable and inflammatory colitis like ulcerative colitis. All has small bowel overgrowth. All has antigenic similarity between gut antigens and tissue proteins in their body. For example, Saccharomyces cerevisiae has an amino acid sequence that's identified as identical to the fungus that makes bread rise.
Oh,
is identical
gosh.
To the basement membrane of your bowel wall and ulcerative colitis. So immune homology and leaky gut syndrome and small bowel overgrowth are tied to everyone who ever has autoimmune diseases, SBO, small bowel overgrowth, and you can do a simple test called a hydrogen breast test. And if it's positive, if you don't have an autoimmune disease, now you're on your way. And I know how to stop it in terms of reversing SBO so that we can start to turn off your immune system with our malignant rest, et cetera, to actually shut off your autoimmunity. I know how to do it. Nobody else on earth knows how to do it, but I do. Okay? Now,
That
may not seem arrogant, but I do it all the time. It's really easy.
I think it's amazing. I just wish more,
The underlying metabolic process that occurs in cancer and autoimmune disease is identical. It branches, and the cell either generates antigens that cause autoimmunity or generates intracellular genetic changes that cause cancer. Cancer is sequential genetic changes in the cell to adapt to stress. And in both cases, autoimmunity and cancer, the cells and tissues are going anaerobic. So their primary pathway for energy is the hexose monophosphate shunt. And when you shut down the hexose monophosphate shunt with malignant rust, the autoimmunity and the cancer goes away. Interesting, eh?
That is.
Yeah. This is biochemistry. Most people skip that class in medical school. It was too hard. It made their brain hurt.
Apparently.
It didn't hurt my brain.
Lucky for all of us.
Yeah. Back in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Favorite devices for epigenetic healing is Lumen Photon. And you've got all kinds of different devices. You have boot ones for the foot. You've got large pads, small pads, pads small enough to go over your eyes or head. The dual pad system with two pads. One can be one size and another size. You can have mix and match. And they're inexpensive. And you don't have to buy new pads every time. If you take care of the electrical attachments and don't yank on them and treat them with respect, they're going to last you for years and years. Don't drop them in water while they're plugged in. Otherwise, you know, common sense things. You can run them off a battery pack. You can run them in an aircraft if you're flying, because they're not going to create a RF frequency that's going to jam the aircraft flight control systems. You can have them in your car if you're driving, if you have low back pain. Or you can put it over your perineum if you've got prostate problems or bladder problems. If you're women, if you've got trigonitis and bladder spasms. You can put it over areas where you're trying to improve blood flow so your body can fight cancer. Or infection over the lungs. You can put it over an organ you want to regenerate because you're taking peptides from the Russian Academy of Sciences that I've got for you. And you're taking, maybe you had a stem cell transplant, so you're trying to regenerate your brain. Or, you know, like I would, if I put a protocol together, for example, for the Hildebeest, if she repented, has to repent first, I would include Lumen Photon to try to take the target organs, like her brain, to regenerate so she wouldn't have a transverse sinus hyperviscosity syndrome, we're about to have another stroke. and I would regenerate the tectum of her midbrain. So her diencephalon could actually generate melatonin and neurotransmitters, dopamine, so she can actually have her secondary motor neurons would connect with her anterior horn cells and her spinal cord. This is a tertiary motor neuron, and she would actually be able to send motor signals to the motor end plate of her of her various nerves, like her median and ulnar nerve and her peroneal nerve, so she could actually walk, talk, and hold a glass, and maybe she could actually someday become a decent person. But, you know, the thing is, I could actually heal her. People say, no, you can't. I said, well, yes, I can. I wouldn't do it alone. I would do it as a team. I'd have her get stem cell transplants. I'd use lumen photon. I'd be using peptides. I'd take her nutraceuticals. I'd be doing everything. I'd be having her sleep at night in a hyperbaric chamber. You know, I'd make her a new person, but she has to have a new soul first, you know. She doesn't have what's called a Draco reptilianectomy. There's no point in renewing the body, so the demon has a nicer place to live.
And Dr. Bill, can you talk about treating Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so Alzheimer's disease is type 3 diabetes. The astrocytes stop generating an action potential. So the first thing you need to do is you need to raise the level of electron density in the cytochrome. So if you're trying to treat Alzheimer's, you're raising the cytochrome density in the electrons, you're going to have an action potential generated because the neurons are going to have more energy and they're going to be alkaline. It's also going to improve the microcirculation and the ingression into the brain cells of oxygen, which means they're going to have higher levels of NADH and ATP. We use nutraceuticals like Cell Defense Plus reduces cytokines because there's a BAFF for brain on fire. Gamma E Plus, which is tocotrienol, also stops hydroperoxy radical and nitroperoxy, which are the primary ones that damage the myelin sheath and the astrocytes that cause neurofibrillar tangles and S100 protein. And again, remember, your glial cells feed the brain cells. There's literally hundreds of little glial or glue cells supporting every neuron and also supporting the synaptic connections of the neurons. And the myelin sheath, they sort of feed it. You know, they feed the little myelin sheath so the myelin sheath stays healthy. So we'd use that in brain power. We might use synaptin. We'd be using things for remyelination like singulin, which is myelin basic protein, and neurogen. We would use the cell detox glutathione to reduce glutathione levels, Nutritral if they're diabetic, carnosine D-link if they're diabetic to cause D-linking of proteins that causes inflammatory markers in the brain. We would increase neurotransmitter levels with CDP choline, cytidine choline, uridine monophosphate, and uridine, depending on whether you're fast or slow accelerator, based on your Prometheus analysis of 23andMe, because I can actually do a nutraceutical profile for you based on your genetics, believe it or not.
Wow.
Dr. Deagle has lots of skill sets. I mean, and I can tell you what nutraceuticals and how to actually measure them in your platelet levels of the bioamines to see if it actually worked and do a quantitative electroencephalogram to see if parts of your cortex wakes up, if you have proper voltages levels, and frequency coherence patterns across different parts of the cortex. You can actually quantitatively measure it. So there's a protocol quickie.
Wow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, Seromax. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Vineyard talking about, it's funny that your name is Bob Vineyard, because almost like you're, they have the vineyard of clean water instead of wine. Yeah, clean water vineyard. So I'm thinking of a nice clean, one of my favorite to have with a nice light meal is a nice, really good light white wine. And, you know, I just had I get contacts with people and say, well, I've got this horrible illness. My husband has Alzheimer's or heart disease or some other horrible problem. They don't realize decades of drinking bad water are one of the ingredients to create a disaster in your health. And if you're trying to detox, if you're trying to heal your body, you got to drink clean water. Otherwise, how the hell can you detox? Now, I hear a lot of yahoos out there, and believe me, there's a huge crop everywhere, in the regular media or the alternative media that want to flog their supplements and flog their water systems. For God's sake, stop listening to them. They're unqualified. They have systems that are inferior. They don't know how to test to see if what they're doing is actually making any benefit. And one of the terms I like to use is I call they're scamtastic. What do you think of that?
There are unscrupulous profiteers amongst us.
Well, I use the word scamtastic because it's a scam. It's also fantastic, so it's scamtastic. So, now, if you want a water system, it has to be multi-stage. You have a linear charcoal system, which is unique at the pure water system. It has a best RO membrane. Then it has a post-scrubber ion exchange resin. And then there's basically only water molecules left. You then add 9 to 18 parts per million of calcium magnesium to bring the pH up to about 10. You do not want to alkalinize water that's not detoxified, because if you move any of the toxins in the water toward its pKa of those toxins, which is the pKa is the pH at which the toxin is in its maximum ionic state. So let's say you got bisphenol A. And if you alkalinize it and the bisphenol A just happens to, say, be maximally oxidized and in its ionic state at, say, pH 9, and you've alkalinized to pH 9, it means you're going to get maximum absorption of that toxin in the water. Bad news, isn't it? So people don't understand this chemistry. So for God's sake, never alkalinize. Number two, don't assume because the water tastes good, it's actually detoxified. And the thing is, you also want to have water that you can bathe with and you can wash your clothes with and you can wash your dishes with that's not going to have toxins on it. So we have a whole host system that's easy to service, because each of the elements are not giant ones like, you know, Culligan, where you need to have a plumber come in. It's a 126-pound device, and they need two guys to take the damn thing out every 3 or 4 years. These little 22-inch cylinders, there are three of them, on the whole host system. You have the Bev 100, which is a snap onto your taps in your RV or your kitchen or your apartment. You've got a Bev 200 tackle box system you have in the back of your truck. You can hook it to a 12-volt battery and pump, and boom, you can drop the hose into a puddle and turn it into cleaner than distilled water. You can have a Bev 300 system, which I have two of them in our kitchen and our laundry room, so we have water service to two of our fridges. And ice, which is kind of weird ice. I call it, X-planet ice, you know, where it forms. It's so clean that actually the water molecules crawl over each other and form weird spiky things on them. It's like, ooh, that's otherworldly, isn't it? And then we have the Bev 500 system that's an auto flush, so you don't have to worry about remembering when to flush the darn thing to rinse off the RO membrane. And then the whole host system, which is really nice. It scrubs your water, so before it even gets to your water filtration systems, your shower doesn't have trichloroethylene and fluorine, chlorine, and other nasty things that interfere with your thyroid. Because basically, with the fluoridation, chlorination, bromination, and chloramines, we are creating what I call a mitochondrial apocalypse to the populations of the Western world. Because when you substitute chlorine and bromine and fluoride, especially higher energy halides, they actually displace normal iodine and they non-competitively inhibit the T3 receptor on your Christogolli of your mitochondria, and they shut down your mitochondria and create a artificial state where you think you have enough hormone, but in actual fact you're hypothyroid and hypometabolic, and your core body temperature will be below normal, but your blood tests will look like your T4 and T3 are okay. And that's a real problem. You have three types of hypothyroidism: autoimmune, where you're damaged to your gland; diabetic, where you actually have increased production of reverse thyroid hormones through 5-deiodination instead of 5'. And then the third type is what I call toxic hypothyroidism, where you've displaced iodine with chloride, fluoride, and bromide, and now your mitochondria are getting screwed up because when it locks onto the receptor, it doesn't come off. And it's a big problem because we're literally poisoning the mitochondria of the entire human population and also the animals that we eat, which also have poisoned mitochondria. Interesting.
Well, and tell your listeners too, Dr. Bill. I mean, a lot of people don't even understand mitochondria are like part of every single cell.
And some of them have Some cells already have a lot, like a heart muscle cell can have 10 million. A brain cell can have a couple million. We're not talking about just a few. And these mitochondria are really the power of the cell, where literally 95% of the energy, if it's not aerobic, and the mitochondria are generating ATP and NADH. The cell doesn't work. It's in an anaerobic state, which either can go autoimmune and generate antigens on the surface, or can turn into cancer. Now, aging, autoimmune disease, and cancer all are hypoxic and anaerobic. And if you don't get the toxins out of your body, your cells and tissues can't help but go anaerobic, which is going to turn into autoimmune disease or cancer, or allow the cells to be sick enough that the stealth pathogen will get in the cell and start screwing up the genetics and the epigenetics. So, the average doctor has very little training on intermediate metabolism, immunotoxicology, stealth pathogens, and quantum biology. They basically know nothing. Okay, which means they're at a serious disadvantage. So they do symptom-based medicine. So if you got a symptom like high blood pressure or glaucoma or a dyslipidemia on a simple test like an MR spectroscopy rather than an electrophoresis of your lipid fractions, they're going to just give you a menu of drugs to take to change the numbers so that their idea of healing you is just to change your numbers and hope that those number changes will mean you won't get a heart attack. Even though they know that cholesterol has no correlation whatsoever to the infected biofilm in your arteries. Now, why is that important? Because if you're drinking dirty water, you're going to get an infected biofilm around your teeth and also in your artery and your blood vessel walls. And it's not directly correlated with cholesterol levels. In fact, cholesterol is the best patch for a damaged arterial wall that's been damaged by infected biofilm. And the average person, including the average cardiologist, does not know this. It's really disturbing. Small particle HDL, VLDL3, and oxidized non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol are the three biggies that will screw up your arteries. And then other things like uric acid and even more so homocysteine will burn your artery walls. So are the doctors testing this? Well, absolutely not. None of them. So they don't have any clue why you're getting an artery. Now, the best test the doctor can do, cardiologist, is a high-speed CT scan. Now, why does it tie in with your... Because a lot of the waters are laced with heavy metals. If you're drinking water from the northeast United States, and I remember this years ago, I had a guy who was all freaked out, and he was a science guy, too. He said, we got a really nice well, and he was up living in New England, and I said, well, he did a hair analysis, and he sent it to me. He said, my God, look at all this uranium in my hair. So I said, well, why don't we send off your water to see if there's uranium in your water, well water? And damn it, there was a lot of uranium. And the same thing up in Boulder. We had one doctor that contacted me, and she said, well, I want to test to see, because my husband's got XYZ symptoms. I said, well, let's test the water to see if there's, uranium in the water, because Boulder's, well known to have a lot of uranium. And it was like in orbit. It was like, oh, my God. Now, a lot of people aren't aware of arsenic, especially in well water. People are getting a really good tan. No, they're not getting a good tan. They're developing a form of adrenal disease that causes you to hyperpigment. And it's caused by Addison's disease. And do you know that arsenic can induce Addison's disease? You're familiar with that, right?
Absolutely.
People don't get this. They think that the water's always clean if it comes out of the ground. It's like, are you crazy? What's wrong with you?
Well, that's a really good point, Dr. Bill. In most of the desert Southwest, arsenic is a real problem. And the EPA previously used to say that, it was okay to drink 50 parts per billion arsenic. If you had that level, then that wasn't a danger. And then they changed that. And this is real important for people to understand. The EPA is always changing these values. And so what that means is when they said the arsenic that used to be you could drink 50 parts per billion and then changed it to 10, that means for the last 20 years, all those people that were drinking 50 part per billion arsenic in their water and thinking it was okay wasn't safe by today's standards. And guess what? The EPA is going to have changes in the next couple of years, and that means the water you're drinking today isn't safe by the standards that are going to be released a couple of years from now. Well, and so this is why it's so widely important for people to get a water system that doesn't just treat a little bit of the drinking water. It doesn't just treat for a particular contaminant at today's standards or today's level. I mean, I'm reading an article today on the EPA talking about lead, and they're saying the only way we're ever going to get rid of all the lead is get rid of all the lead pipes. Well, that's never going to happen. Can you imagine tearing up every street?
I heard some stupid comments from some woman who's actually interviewed at a Hillary convention, and she's talking about ripping up all the lead pipes. It's like, how about point of use, cleaning the water. Point of use. POA. POU, yeah? Point of use. Now, here's the important principle here. We have unqualified people open their damn yap. And I don't tolerate it anymore. And there's all coastal people that are, we call pseudo-qualified. They got a PhD in some area, or an MD, or they're a specialist, or a subspecialist. But what I like to do is I like to axe them questions. I'll give you a good example. Four months ago, I talked to the water authority here in North County, San Diego. Now it's time to build primary water, because I have the capacity to do what's called Vulcan mind melt. I learned a lesson from my father, who was pretty smart. He was a top gemologist for the U.S. Geological Association of the 7,000. He did his training at Cartier's in New York, his internship in New York City. And he said, if I know what you know and what I know, I'll know more than you. I thought, that's pretty funny. So he'd be talking to engineers. He was also an instrumentation fitter, taking care of instruments in nuclear plants, pulp and paper mills, heavy water plants, and so on. And they were toxic as hell. But he'd talk to the engineers, and he'd ask them questions. And after a while, the engineers would come to him saying, I know you know more than us about this because you've observed what we know plus what you know on the site, putting in the valves and the controls and all the other stuff so the plant doesn't blow up or kill people. And the point is this. If you assume, give an example, the water in Orange County, which is just on the other side of Pendleton Marine Corps Base, and these poor people up there thinking that if the water authority puts it through an RO membrane, and then they pump it 10 miles up, so it trickles down over little rocks and so on, and goes through a stream, then it goes to a reservoir tank or a pool, an open reservoir, they think that water is pristine. There's little grasshoppers bouncing around the outside of the water depot, and the water smells good. There's no kind of smell of, fecal matter or whatever. They don't assume that if you do a nuclear magnetic spectroscopy or high-pressure chromatography, you can look at the molecular signature and you see birth control pill, endocrine disruptors, medications including thyroid, cardiac meds, chemotherapy, doping agents for making microchips, rocket fuel, jet fuel, JP-8 jet fuel. I mean, you can go through tens of thousands of chemicals and say, holy crap, do you really think that a human body and genetics can be expressed properly and the enzymes won't be blocked or something very, very bad happen? This is like an experiment from a B-movie, aliens invade Earth and mutate the human population with bad water. And people assume that these water authorities know what they're doing. They are regulatory, which means they have pinheads that say, look, we're going to look at 36 chemicals out of 10,800, with, by the way, 7 new chemicals every day into the hydrosphere and into your food supply. 7. And by the way, that doesn't include stuff that they start to use in a manufacturing facility in Shandong, China, that 2 weeks later is raining on your veggies that you're eating, organic veggies in California or Oregon. People don't get that, do they?
It's sad that it takes a pretty good level of number one, you got to have good gray matter. You don't necessarily have to have great education if you have good gray matter. And you're
I got a simpler one. I call it, instead of your spectacles, I tell people to keep their skepticals on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep your skepticals on and pay attention, and then use your gray matter. For God's sakes, God gave you the blessing of some gray matter.
Assume that everything everybody is saying, including what I'm saying right now, is a lie, until you can get validation. Just like Ronald Reagan, before he had too many aspartame-laced jelly beans from his buddy, who got aspartame certified as a safe sweetener, even though it turns to diketopiperazine, methyl alcohol, and formaldehyde. And, Reagan had too many jelly beans, and that's why he lost his marbles. Because his buddy, Rumsfeld, got it certified because he had some markers for the fatal drugs allowed, idiots. And, of course, Rumsfeld is, just trying to be a good minion, He's working on his demonic PhD, and he did pretty well. Just like Dick Cheney, the Prince of Darkness, did really well, managing 9/11 from inside the bunker with Senator Norm Mineta and some military personnel, and said, are you going to turn back that jet? Are you going to call the guys to go on the roof of the Pentagon with Stinger missiles and take out that jet? Which, of course, was a pile of crap because the jet didn't hit it. But the fact is, the jet of toxins is hitting your cells, and you need to understand, don't listen to idiots out there, whether it's Alex Jones or some other moron, to think they know more than Dr. Deagle. I challenge anybody damn well on Earth to think they know more about toxins and how it can screw up your biochemistry than me. I've been at this a long time. I mean, I was doing work as an environmentalist and one of the charter members of Greenpeace 43 years ago, doing my oceanography work and my PhD project, which I didn't write the thesis, but I finished the project by sleeping on the lab floor, looking at Vibrio marinus and marine genetics. And I'm going to tell you, what I learned about environment is scared the crap out of me. And I realized when I went through medical school, a lot of my questions to my medical colleagues and my professors was based on the perspective of non-linear question asking of how this is going to screw up human biology, including, by the way, a lot of the toxic polypharmacy, which I've learned now is it cuts a two-way sword, you know? It might save you today and kill you tomorrow from it. But it's in your water, too. So if you're not filtering it out, you're taking cardiac drugs and birth control pill, believe it or not.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. A couple of announcements. The first thing is we have re-engineered our Posinol. We had our supplier having significant problems, and we've now re-engineered it. So the new bottles have 200 beads, if you want to call it, like the small beads before Posinol. And it helps to reduce stress, lowers blood pressure, improves mood. It's a mood elevator, and it's just amazing. So the Posinol is redeveloped. It's going to be an excellent price. We also have our new supplier for our topical transdermal hormone therapy, DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. Those are available as well. We've made a lot of upgrades to our nutraceuticals, and the ones that we've done in the last few months include the Prostate Flow, a brand new and more powerful formula, the Gamma A Plus, which can work to not only reverse hair loss but protect the brain from oxidative stress in the eyes. We have a new form of Omega Supreme that I think we're going to change to Omega Supreme Pro because it's so much superior. It's about 300% more absorbed than any other fatty acid on the planet, and there are no comparables. I mean, this is a unique technology. We now have our Nutru Silver, and Nutru Silver is flying off the shelves. We have the spray and the dropper bottle. It is significantly stronger than the older Silver 100, which is hundreds of times stronger than any other silver on the planet because it's 100% in the ionic phase. This technology for the Nutru Silver is angstrom silver hydrogenated and then put in an enzymatic envelope of liposomes, which is extremely unique technology. I'll be patenting it. This delivers the ionic form to the target tissues and kills all known pathogens. So it's really amazing stuff. Remember now, most diseases, including the infected biofilm in your around your teeth and your arteries and the infected, if you call it, anterior chamber of the eye along the canals of Schlemm and the limbus of the iris, are the cause of glaucoma in the back of the eye. The inflammatory changes are often due to infective changes, not just things like Toxocara catus and canis, which are toxoplasmosis, but the growth of mycobacteria and stealth organisms are present in many tissues. And the NutriSilver is, again, our part of our triad, and we've now upgraded it beyond Silver 100 to this new technology. I'll also be launching in the future a new super form of indium to act as a mineral chaperone. We have other technologies such as our now MP3s of mineral harmonic resonance to help heal. I'm looking at putting up some technology that will come from less EMF, so you can actually take that and amplify it and put it through all kinds of devices like a sonic device, a lumen photon, a microcurrent device, all kinds of devices that can literally set up what's called harmonic resonance to try to stimulate healing of tissues, because it'll give you the molecular resonant frequency to raise the energy of the tissue to absorb minerals that turn on genes and promote healing. So that's pretty exciting stuff. So when we look at our Posinol, that's another major advance in that formula, too. It contains not only the specific a Posan Venita, it also has some other herbal combinations there that are very helpful for not only elevating mood but lowering blood pressure, lowering the stress response of the body. So it's flavonoid glycosides, isoquercetin, and hippuroside as well. When we come back, we're going to talk to Roger Stone, at least for a segment, about his latest book, the Clinton War on Women, and Tim Alexander, a geopolitical analyst, and a post-FBI activation of the Clinton server crime issues and also the Clinton Foundation. If the election is swung toward Trump, God help the population if Hillary Clinton gets in and we have a constitutional crisis. We'll talk Roger in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with Roger and Tim.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.